Well, we're so happy to be checking back in with our good friend from the American Red Cross, Kelly Eisner, for a little update on how they're coping during this unusual time, but also to talk about a special initiative that's happening for folks right here in Quincy. Hi, Kelly. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Joseph. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Always great to talk to you. Really appreciate the opportunity to get an update from the Red Cross. I know that just recently there was a big community blood drive, actually two here in Quincy, and I know there'll be more coming, but how are things going these days?
It's going, I mean, you know, I think we're all, not just at the Red Cross, but I think in general humanity, we're all kind of hoping for a light at the end of the tunnel with this pandemic, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of like a well-oiled machine. We're figuring out how to work within these confines because they're not going away anytime soon. I mean, hopefully soon, but not right now. But yeah, you know, you mentioned our community blood drive. We were at the Sons of Italy. We're there, you know, on a regular basis. It's a great location, great staff. So yeah, we always like to remind people that if you want to be close, you can always look for us there.
Yeah, and you've managed, you know, during a pandemic to still have these blood drives and to do them safely.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have to thank the Red Cross donors, the volunteer blood donors that come out because they're taking their temperature at home. They're not coming if they're sick. They're wearing their face coverings, you know, sanitizing. All those things really help us help keep everybody safe. You know, we spread out the beds, we spread out the chairs in the waiting area, in the refreshments area. I mean, we try to follow every suggested safety protocol. And I mean, thankfully, the Red Cross already had strict infection control procedures in place. So this wasn't completely new. It was just sort of like adding on to those measures that we already had in place. But yeah, we couldn't make it work without the support of the donors. So everyone who's donated blood and worn your mask and followed those rules, thank you so much.
I always like to ask you, what is the status of the nation's blood supply, you know, at least locally?
Well, you know, what's interesting is throughout the pandemic, it kind of, in the beginning, we hit some really rough patches where all of a sudden we were staring down a shortage. But, you know, thanks to you and other media and across the country, volunteers who just spread that word, we were able to come out of that. Ever since then, you know, there's always fluctuations where if there's a, you know, a vacation or kind of a time when people are doing other things, we'll see a little drop. But for the most part, you know, people are answering the call. And I always hate to say that because I want to remind people that blood is perishable. So it has to continue. Like, even if it's good right now, there's always that chance that, you know, if there's a big trauma event or, you know, even bad weather, something like that. I mean, if they pull a New England room, is it quite yet? So, I mean, there's always that need. It's the blood that's on the shelves already that can help in an emergency. So, you know, if you're a blood donor, just we ask that you continue to schedule those appointments, keep on a regular cycle.
Sure. And how about the supply of platelets?
Platelets are always incredibly in demand. Platelets only have a 5-day shelf life,
right?
So they can't be frozen. So because of that, there is a constant need to replenish the supply. You know, I always point out more than half of the platelets that the Red Cross collects go specifically towards patients undergoing cancer treatments, which, you know, we all know someone that has a cancer story most likely. So it's a real need. Again, it's not a need that's going away. So yes, thank you so much for asking about platelets because it's a lesser known donation type as well.
Yep.
So neat.
And a good time to ask you how folks can be a donor and learn more.
Sure, redcrossblood.org, right up in the corner is a place where you can search by zip code. And that's the easiest way to just find blood drives that are near you and make your appointment. When it comes to can you donate, chances are the answer is yes. You know, I think people have it in their minds sometimes like, oh, I can't donate. I don't weigh enough or anything like that. But all the requirements are on that website. And if there's ever a question, we have a 1-800 number as well. You can call and kind of talk through a specific medical condition. But basically, if you're over the age of 17, if you're in good general health, even some chronic conditions like diabetes won't necessarily bar you from giving blood as long as it's well managed. You can't donate if you're on blood thinners generally, because that, you know, especially with platelets, I think I'd have to check on that. I know you can't donate platelets, but you could call that number and ask about donating blood itself.
Okay. And so, and what is the guidance when it comes to COVID, Kelly, for folks who have either had it and recovered, or you know, have been vaccinated for it? What's the guidance there?
So, for vaccinations, that's a great question. As long as you know the name of the manufacturer, so if you've gotten the Moderna vaccine, you, if you bring that information to your blood donation appointment, you can still most likely donate blood. I mean, they'll still go over it with you, and there might be something else, but generally you can still donate if you've been vaccinated. For blood donors who have recovered from COVID, we're actually encouraging those donors especially to come and give whole blood. So in other words, give a regular blood donation at these blood drives. And the reason for that is there's a chance that your blood still contains the antibodies to fight off COVID, the same antibodies that helped you fight that disease. So what we can do is the Red Cross tests for those antibodies, and in cases in a blood donation where there's a high level of them, that plasma, the plasma is the fluid where they live, that plasma can be separated off and can be pooled and given to patients who are currently undergoing COVID treatment. It's something called convalescent plasma. It's something that the Red Cross has been heavily involved with in the last year. So again, if you have recovered from COVID, please consider making an appointment to donate blood.
Excellent. That's great to know. Great to know. I have not heard a lot about that. So excellent information. Good. And also, something we don't normally associate the Red Cross with, but something that you're undertaking here in Quincy and some other communities regarding fire safety.
Absolutely. So for a little bit of background, you know, every 7 seconds, someone in the United States is there's a home fire and they need to get out of the house. It's the most common disaster. I think you're right. You know, people associate the Red Cross with donating blood, or maybe with the big national disaster relief efforts that we do, you know, the Hurricane Laura's and things like that. But again, home fires are the most common disaster that the Red Cross does. So if you're at home, you've had a fire, the fire department's still on scene, you're out watching this horrible thing unfolding around you, the Red Cross is there. We can provide financial assistance. We can help you find shelter. There's a lot of services that the Red Cross does provide. You're right, it goes a little bit unsung, unfortunately, but we're always there. You know, in Massachusetts, we respond to an average of 5 home fires every single day. And it's a staggering number. And those are mostly volunteers that are doing those responses. Yeah. We've had to shift a little bit virtually in the last year. You know, in this case, it's not that we don't still sometimes respond in person. More likely in the last year, it's been a virtual response, because a lot of the services that we provide can be done over the phone or over the internet. But yeah, it's a huge help. So we have launched a campaign called Sound the Alarm. It's something that we've done in the past, but this year had to look a little bit different. And the goal of this campaign is to end preventable home fires once and for all. So we've set ourselves a number of more than 600 homes in Massachusetts between now and May 8th. Homes made safer. And in Quincy, we're looking to make 200 homes safer. And the reason, the way we do that, we offer free virtual home fire safety education. You can sign up, a Red Cross volunteer or a staff member will call you and kind of talk over some common safety tips. We'll ask you about your smoke alarms. You can ask us questions, and then we'll help you work on what's called a 2-minute escape plan. Because when it comes to a fire, you have 2 minutes to, or less than, to get out of your house. Not just to get yourself out, but your whole family as well. Which, if you think about it, 2 minutes may sound like a lot. That's almost no time. So what our volunteers do is they go over, you know, making sure you have 2 escape routes, 2 different escape routes in case one is blocked, and setting a meeting point so everyone runs to the same spot. Home fire is chaotic. There's smoke, there's sound, there's limited visibility. It's all scary stuff. So kind of having that plan in the back of your mind gives your brain somewhere to focus when you need them.
Yeah, I think it's great, a great initiative for sure. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's a chaotic time. Usually it's in the middle of the night for whatever reason. So you're, you know, disoriented to begin with. Immediately you're starting to think about your children. Pets, I know, are a big issue as well. So, to have something that you can actually fall back on and say, here's what we do in this situation is a blessing, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's so true. And then the other part of our campaign, and this is important too. I mentioned smoke alarms a little bit. With the Quincy Fire Department, they're actually helping us this year. They're going to install free smoke alarms that the Red Cross provides in homes. It's going to be every Saturday. They're going out to homes. It's free. You do need to sign up in advance. That's the only thing, because of COVID and because of, you know, entering homes, they have to know where they're going. But soundthealarm.org/Massachusetts, and you can find appointments there. So when you sign up, you're kind of getting both. You'll get that free virtual safety education. And then in Quincy, you will get the opportunity to have a smoke alarms installed in your home. It comes up, you know, I recently sold my home, and as I'm walking through, I'm like checking, all right, this and that. And actually the city of where I live sent an inspector to my home to make sure that all my fire alarms were in the right places. They were working, they were up to code. So, but you don't want to wait until you're selling your home or until something happens, God forbid, to be prepared. If you want to have that, you know, you want to have that sense of ease that everything is where it should be. It's all working. So that's what this education can do as well.
Yeah, that's great. And of course, and people might not realize smoke alarms actually expire. You know, they do have an expiration date.
Absolutely. And, you know, the only way you're going to know is to test it. So once a month, we encourage people to test those smoke alarms. And then there's, I don't know if you've ever heard of turn and test, but, you know, recently we just set our clocks ahead for daylight savings time. That's when we encourage you to change out that smoke alarm battery, whether it needs it or not. You know, every 6 months, at least you put a fresh battery in there. It's the 9-volt rectangular battery. But, you know, knowing that you just, like, that your battery is never more than 6 months old and that you've tested it every month, maybe on the same day, is, again, it's all about peace of mind and knowing that those systems are in place in case you ever need them, which, of course, we hope you don't.
I hope you don't, right, exactly. But if you do, you want to know that it's going to work work. Because when you need it now.
Yes.
So again, if you could give out that website, Kelly.
Sure. So it's soundthealarm.org/Massachusetts. And again, that'll take you to a link where you can sign up for the free home fire safety education. If you're interested too, you know, we're always looking for volunteers who can offer this education as well. It's a program that we do year round, but this time frame is really about upping it, you know, like really taking a month and just adding those classes, adding volunteers, really making a big push. But if you're interested in joining our team and either offering that safety education, again, it can be done virtually. Or the other thing that we're always looking for is people who might want to help the Red Cross with those fire responses. It's something that, you know, can be instantly rewarding to be able to help someone on what is probably the worst day of their entire life. And it's someone most likely in your community or in a neighboring community. You know, if you live in Quincy, you're going to be responding to fires in Quincy and in, you know, in the surrounding towns. So you never know who it might be. You know, so there's a lot of information about that kind of volunteering too. The volunteer title is Disaster Action Team Member, but if you just click on volunteer, our staff would be happy to walk you through the different positions.
Yeah, a lot of folks are looking for volunteer opportunities during these times. You know, they may have some extra time on their hands or at least looking for something different or something to distract them, you know, from what's going on in the world or some, you know, a way to give back in some way. So here's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've gone through this too. It's almost like the pandemic has brought on this feeling of helplessness. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, this is out of my control. But this is something that you can do exactly like you said, you know, to help people in your own community. But it's really like a chance to get out there and kind of make some good change. Mm-hmm. It sounds corny, but you know, I always, that old quote about be the change you want to see in the world. This is a way that you can do that.
Yeah, you know, no, we've had some very high profile house fires here in Quincy just recently. $1 million home actually was destroyed by careless smoking. Nobody was hurt, thankfully, but, you know, it can happen.
It does. And, you know, I'm so glad you bring that up. I feel for those people, but it's an illustration of the fact that home fires can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime. You can't stop the fire, but what you can do is prevent it or just be prepared. Prevention and preparedness are like our two favorite vocabulary words at the Red Cross, because if that fire is going to happen, you need to know that your parachute's going to open, right? Basically.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Quincy. What other communities, Kelly, are taking part in this?
Well, our three focus cities are Quincy, Brockton, and Worcester. Okay. But I do want to stress that even if you're not in Quincy, you can still take advantage of this program. It varies from town to town what the fire departments are doing. We've got mm-hmm. huge support from the Quincy Fire Department, mm-hmm. from the Worcester Fire.
Okay, excellent. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, I mentioned Sons of Italy, blood drives. And I always want to throw out a little bit about some of the other work that our volunteers are doing. Right now, we're supporting a lot of COVID-related missions that, you know, a year ago no one would have known what these are. Some of that includes, we're supporting some vaccine sites around the state. I know a lot of nonprofits are doing, so it's not unique to the Red Cross, and we're doing it with the help of partner agencies, but, you know, the Red Cross is there in a lot of cases. We also offer a lot of resiliency support, especially in sort of particular targets. Members of the military, you know, might have unique situations that combine their service with the pandemic. Our services to the Armed Forces program is offering resiliency workshops for not just veterans and currently serving members of the military, but their families as well. The other program that I always want to talk about is our Virtual Family Assistance Center, which is sort of a catch-all of any support. That includes mental health support. It includes, you know, practical things like links to Social Security or to unemployment if you've lost your job because of the pandemic. A lot of, you know, counseling or programs that are available, even something like, you know, a loved one has passed away and I don't know what the current rules are for funerals. There's all that information. So again, redcross.org/NA for all of that support as well.
It's great. A lot of folks are facing these situations for the first time in their lives and probably don't know where to turn or what's available to them. So that I'm sure was a great resource.
Absolutely. And I always like to just thank you. I love coming on the show with you. I love being able to talk very specifically about what we're doing in Quincy and what we're doing in other communities. I feel like Community Access Television gives such an opportunity to really get down at a local level, and I can say, you know, we're on Quarry Street or, you know, we're on C Street, that kind of thing. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. We take that mission seriously too. And we love the collaboration between the Red Cross, and hopefully we can do it in person again soon, Kelly.
From your lips to the universe's ears, Joe.
Exactly. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.